With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed in the Middle East. Iran has fired a new wave of missile attacks at Israel, killing at least 8 people. Israel, meanwhile, warning hundreds of thousands of people in the middle of Tehran to evacuate ahead of expected new strikes. Political contributor Scott Jennings was an eyewitness to the first Iranian attacks against Israel.
I watched missile after missile fly overhead. I also watched a lot of Israeli fighter jets, going that direction. And it was, of course, in the United States, we don't experience, these kinds of things happen far away. We watch them on our television. For people of Israel, this is more, daily life for them, dodging rockets and this sort of thing.
Jennings spoke Monday from Amman, Jordan on the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. G7 leaders will try to show they have the clout to shape world events despite the early departure of President Trump. He's now back in Washington. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and his counterparts will be meeting later in the day with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Voters have a much higher opinion of the Department of Homeland Security now that Kristi Noem is leading the way. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the latest on the numbers from this opinion poll.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 49% of likely U.S. voters says DHS is doing a good or excellent job of securing the U.S. border and preventing illegal immigration under Secretary Kristi Noem. That's up from 29% in November 2023, when Alejandro Mayorkas was DHS Secretary. 29% now rate DHS as doing a poor job in terms of border security, down from 45% in November 2023.
And this is SRN News. In Pennsylvania, a victory for religious freedom.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to kids as young as 5 years old, may be putting children at risk of sexual exploitation. Group points out Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting users. Roblox is accused of leaving an unlocked door that predators have exploited. This is SRN News. At least 6 people are dead in West Virginia floodwaters. Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek. Sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
That audio courtesy of WTRF television. And cleanup operations continuing in San Antonio following heavy flooding. 13 people are dead there. More than 70 people rescued from the floodwaters. More fallout from the latest in the Middle East. The conflict between Israel and Iran forcing many countries to close their airspace as Israeli jets and Iranian exploding drones and missiles fly into the night skies. More details at srnnews.com.